It's now time for the Nick Turturro I Breathe Baseball Podcast. Sit back, relax, and fill your ears with Turturro.
Enthusiasms. What are mine? What draws my admiration? What is that which gives me joy? Baseball! A man stands alone at the plate. This is a time for what? Individual achievement. There he stands alone. But in the field, what? Part of a team. Bats, throws, catches, part of one big team. Bats himself to live long day, Babe Ruth to Ty Cobb, and so on. If he don't field, what is he? No one. Sunny day, the stands are full of fans. What does he have to say? I'm going out there for myself, but I get nowhere unless the team wins. Yeah, the team! Welcome to the show. It's been a couple of weeks. I Breathe Baseball. I've been busy watching, analyzing, cheering, driving myself nuts with the last couple of weeks. The pennant race heating up. It's a very, very exciting time of year and also a very nervy time for me as a New York Yankee fan. I'll get to the Yankees, but the last couple of weeks, you know, have been very interesting. The Toronto Blue Jays, who have made some great moves at the trade deadline, have been unconsciously insane the last month and a half. Them and the New York Mets with Yoenis Cespedes, who is probably the best-kept secret in baseball. Unbelievable. Two teams that have just been cooking like I've never seen. I mean, let's start with the Blue Jays, the Tulowitzki trade, which had a big impact, even though Tulo is hurt right now, but has brought his presence. But the David Price trade, I think, really solidified their starting pitching. And then, you know, Donaldson, who's probably been the MVP, who was stolen, robbed from the Oakland A's. One trade that I'll never know. I don't understand why the A's just dumped him for, like, basically nobody. Still mind-blowing. Something happened there. It was some kind of egotistical thing, I believe, that went down. And they basically stole this guy. And their lineup is just crazy. With Joey Bats, Bautista, Encarnacion, and Donaldson, and then with Tulowitzki beyond them, and then Ben Revere, who was basically a throw-in, who's now their leadoff hitter. They got a young closer who's doing very, very well, but the Price trade, I mean, they just have been flying. It's just unbelievable how to slow them down. I mean, even tonight, well, tonight they lost to the Braves, and the Yankees had a golden opportunity, didn't cash in. Last weekend, the Yankees lost 3 out of 4, which I thought they should have gotten a split. But Saturday's first game loss was just a terrible loss. Really, Pineda let us down big time. The Yankees had him down 4-1. I thought they had the game in control, and Revere hit one of these Yankee Stadium home runs. The ball was flying out like crazy. But then with 2 outs, I think in the bottom of the 5th, he basically had Canacion 1-2. I mean, you know, this is why Pineda, you know, he just doesn't know how to gut out a game. He doesn't know, you know, he just seems like he, under pressure, this is why he's 10-10. He started out, he looked like he could be a, you know, front line, a number one, number two, but he's not showing the guts, not showing the heart. I mean, you can't just throw something over the middle of the plate, a hanger, in that ballpark with 2 strikes. It was a very frustrating loss. And before 4, then they were down 5-4. Very exciting. McCann comes up with a big hit. They tie the game. This is the first game of the doubleheader on Saturday. And then they had the bases loaded. And Headley, who's kind of been, you know, a bit of a disappointment. You know, he's got talent, but in big situations where he just needed a fly ball, he swings at anything and everything and pops it up. And then the kid, who's been pretty good, you know, Bird, the first baseman, he hits a bullet, and Pennington robs them, and they get the game into the extra innings. And once it's extra innings, you know, the Yankees are in trouble. You know, Miller, I mean, they should have won that game in regulation. Miller was very good, but Tansas gave up a lead, which is rare, you know, usually doesn't. But then once you start going to all these guys, you know, that they have, you know, that expanded roster, and guys, you know, they never heard of, and then they loaded the bases, and he pulls the guy out with the bases loaded. Brian Mitchell had 1 out, and he brings Shreve in, who's been good all year, but has struggled of late. You don't bring a guy with the bases loaded who's struggling, and he walked the ballpark. They scored Four runs with one hit. Four runs. I mean, that's crazy. And after that game, the Yankees were kind of dead in the water. Nova, who's been a big disappointment, him and Pineda, put themselves down in the second game 6-0. Yankees battled back. Big rain delay. Could have even tied that game. Didn't tie the game. Wind up getting swept. The down 3-0. I mean, you know, Severino on Friday night. He's a rookie. Too amped up. I expect better from him. He got lit up that night. And that happens with rookies. They did salvage a game with Tanaka, who's actually been really good. But the problem the Yankees are having is, you know, they don't have deep enough starting pitching, not a deep enough bench, and they only score via the home run. You know, you can't just always win with the home run. I mean, last night, probably the best win of the year. You know, Slade Heathcott comes off the bench and hits a bomb, this kid. And A-Rod had tied the game against the Rays last night. And then he hit this game, and the bench went nuts. It was great to see, but I got to say, you know, the Yankee bench and A-Rod on the bench has been really a lot of fun to watch. It was a great night. It was like they had won the World Series last night. And then tonight, very disappointing. They're winning, and they're ahead, and A-Rod hit a homer, and Bird put him ahead. And then a guy by the name of Nick Franklin, of all people, Nick Franklin, I'm going to be saying that name all night. He's about my size. He hits a home run. A tough loss, and then a couple of tack-on runs that was just idiotic. You know, a one-run game, man. You can't be bringing 50 guys in. You got to just play the game like, you know, if you're going to hold it there, this pitch count and this guy and that guy, you're trying to make the playoffs. This is what I don't understand. You're trying to make the friggin' playoffs. You've got to be a little more, you know, not worried about every little, you know, thing. Tomorrow is tomorrow. You got to worry about today. You got to win ball games. And it's just too many maneuvers, too many moves. And the Yankees not making a move during the trade deadline. They weren't a deep team. The Teixeira loss is huge. I forgot to say that about Teixeira. Now that, you know, the guy just had bad luck, a ball that he fouls off his leg, and a huge loss for the Yankees because they're not that deep to begin with. And if they get into that one game, if they don't win this division, which is looking kind of bleak right now, you know, who knows? And they don't even have the wild card locked up. You know, you got the Astros and the Rangers right now fighting it out. Tonight they're tied right now. Tonight the Rangers could actually go into first. And then the Twins are coming up. So the Yankees are not in by a long shot. This is crazy. Really crazy. It might be interesting for other fans, but for me, I was looking forward to the postseason. And I didn't want to see the Yankees in a one-game series because, let's face it, you know, Tanaka's their best pitcher. Last night, Sabathia pitched like old Sabathia. But in a one-game, you know, it's not a three-game series, the best out of three, or one game, you don't got that lockdown guy. And I don't even care about the new Yankee Stadium because that place is a joke. I mean, let's face it, it plays like a – it sometimes plays, it helps the Yankees, and it works against them. Balls fly out of there like, you know, it's just – I don't know. It works against them, especially against the Blue Jays. I think they have a better shot going up to Toronto because the Blue Jays love hitting in that band box. You know, the old Yankee Stadium had a short porch. Let me tell you something. It had a short porch, but it played fair. It didn't play like this park. I mean, they got numbers up there, but I don't even believe the dimensions. It's unbelievable how fly balls are just – every fly ball, you're holding your breath like it's – you know, but what can you say? The Blue Jays right now are a little better than the Yankees. I still think the Yankees, you know, if they were cooking on all cylinders and they had Teixeira, you know, maybe they could still get this thing done. But right now the Blue Jays are looking like a really, really scary team. The Royals are in command. They got no problems over there. But the Rangers – and the Astros, that division has really gotten very interesting with Cole Hamels. And they've gotten healthy. Prince Field is, you know, he's a winner. He's a winner. He knows how to win. And the Astros, they might show their age here. They're a young team. They've had a great year. But, you know, these last couple of weeks, man, they could collapse. But they worry me. In a one-game playoff with the Yankees, I don't like Keuchel. He's owned them. So, and I'm worried about winning ball games here. The Yankees have to win series. Now they lost tonight. Yeah, Chris Archer tomorrow. They got to try to win this series against the Rays. They got the Mets coming up. Now let's get to the Mets. I mean, the Mets have been kind of unbelievable. I mean, I actually think the Mets could go all the way. I mean, their pitching is scary. They made great trades with Uribe, Kelly Johnson. But the U.S. Espadas trade was huge. And in fact, not getting Carlos Gomez, and I've said it, that was a blessing because, you know, a nice player, Carlos Gomez, but let's face it, U.S. Espadas, man, he is dynamite, and he's owning the National League. The guy was underrated. He was in Oakland. When Oakland traded him last year, people don't forget, Oakland tanked. They made that trade for Lester. That was a bomb trade. Oakland wound up having to get in a one wild card game. That's what I mean. Oakland, which was on their way to cruising and not to be subjected to that one game. I think it's exciting, but I don't like it because the one game wild card, anything can happen. It was the best two out of three. I think I would feel, I don't know, it would be, you know, I don't know, maybe a little more fair, not as scary. People might think it's exciting, but I'm not really a big fan of it. It is what it is. You got to live with it. But look what happened to the A's, you know, when they traded Cespedes. He wasn't a good fit with the Red Sox, but was doing a dynamite job for a weak Tiger team, and he wasn't getting the ink over there. And now, you know, the whole world is finding out how good this guy is, how good of a hitter. He uses the whole field. His power is unbelievable. I seen him win two home run derbies, me and my son. I love his name. You know, Yoenis Cespedes. Yoenis Cespedes. How could you not like this guy? You know, I mean, he's a cool guy. He's humble. He's a cool Cuban. You know, the Mets, they got to be, I mean, they have to sign him. They have to sign him. If they don't sign this guy, it's ridiculous. If they don't sign him, the Yankees have to dive in and get him because, you know, New York loves him. He looks great as a Met. He looks good in the blue and the orange. I just picked up his jersey from the home run derby at Citi Field, which is kind of ironic. It's the Met colors, and now he's a Met, and he looks phenomenal. Number 52, a good number, a good name. You know, I actually find myself cheering for him. I'm not a Met fan. Where was I? Cespedes. Yoenis Cespedes. Unbelievable. Yeah, I'm telling you, the Mets, something special is going on. I can, you know, if they go up with the Dodgers... They could take the Dodgers. Even though, listen, the Dodgers have Kershaw. They have Greinke. Those are two studs. But I just think this might be the Mets' year. You know, listen, they've waited a long time. And then now you got the Cubs and the Pirates fighting it out. Looks like they're going to have a one crazy wild card game. Both teams with great records. They're kind of closing in on the Cardinals. I don't know if they're going to catch them. I think the Pirates are going to they're gonna beat the Cubs. And I think the Pirates are... You know, they might get by the Cardinals this year. They might just get by the Cardinals. I mean, the Pirates, they seem like a team that's been coming. And I know the Cardinals are good, but I think the Pirates could take them. I think they could take them. I think the Mets, if they get by the Dodgers and they play the Pirates, that's a tough series for the Mets. But, well, you know, you never know. You know, it's the team that gets hot. It's the team that gels at the right time. It's also matchups. I mean, I think the Mets... They might do better against the Cardinals than the Pirates. Seems like the Pirates sort of have their number, but the Mets are a hot team. The Blue Jays are a scary team. The Mets might have to be, you know, the underdog, but, you know, I would say they're a great long shot. If you're looking for a long shot bet, the Mets might be your team. It's going to be an interesting month. I mean, there's a couple of weeks left. I know, you know, I haven't been out there the last week or two. But I've just been waiting, you know, I've been watching all these games heating up, the pennant race is heating up, the National League is basically set, the American League, we still got a couple of weeks of big baseball coming at you, so, you know, it is a long way to go. The Yankees have an interesting week, you got the one more game with the Rays, you got the Friday night, Saturday, Sunday at Citi Field, it's going to be rocking. Then we're going to be up in Toronto. You know, it cracks me up. These Toronto Blue Jay fans are coming out of the woodwork, and yeah, they're at Yankee Stadium the other day taking over. I mean, I know it's been a long time, man. They're starving. They're over there, you know, let's go Blue Jays. Dun, 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 dun. Let's go Blue Jays. And I'm going, man, what the hell is going on? And then the second game, nobody showed up. I know it was a rain delay. It was empty. Empty. I mean, you know, I don't know. The Yankee fans, the Yankee Stadium, this new Yankee Stadium, That's awful. You have a day-night doubleheader, and nobody is there in an important game. It looked like it was a scrimmage game. A scrimmage game with, like 100 people in the ballpark. I think that's disgraceful. I don't know. I don't understand how you play a game like that. You know, if the hell with these... you know, the day, night, double. I mean, this just don't work anymore. If the weather's bad, let's just, you know, let's just play one game a day. You know what I mean? I mean, it's just stupid to play that, you know, that kind of thing. You know, I just don't understand why you would do that. Anyway, I've been really kind of drained from this whole last couple of weeks. It's been up and down, up and down. It's been, you know, the Yankees have been hot, they've been cold, and they bounce back, then they get cold. But I'll say one thing about them. They haven't quit. And you know, A-Rod has been, I have to say, he's really been a lot of fun to watch this year. Whether you love him or you hate him, I have to say he's, you know, he's carrying the team, man, and he's playing his heart out, and it's exciting to watch. I just hope, you know, that they can get past this one wild card game scenario. I hope they make it, first of all. It's going to be interesting the next couple of weeks. I'll be checking in with you. So, you know, let's keep a close call, okay? I'm out.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.